This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to raise issues of climate change in United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister Dahal and visiting U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen discuss bilateral relations. Human mobility through Tatapani checkpoint bordering China resumes after 8 years. Over 600,000 foreign tourists visit Nepal in first 8 months of 2023, and U.S. government says it sees notable progress by Ukrainian army in south. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said he will raise the issue of climate change in the United Nations General Assembly during his upcoming U.S. visit. Addressing a ceremony organized by the Socialist Front in Pokhara yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said climate change was not only Nepal's issue, but also a global challenge. The Prime Minister pledged to mainly raise the issues of climate change impacts that Nepal and other third world countries are facing in the global forum. Prime Minister Dahal added that it was the need of the hour to seriously discuss and find solutions to climate change and global warming as they are posing threat to entire humanity. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda met with U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen yesterday to discuss matters of mutual interest and collaboration. Senator Hollen, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and Appropriations Subcommittee on State and Foreign Operations, is in Kathmandu on an official visit. The meeting held at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar aimed to strengthen political and professional relations between the United States and Nepal. Senator Holland's visit includes engagements with government officials, youth leaders, lawmakers, and the business community. Similarly, Senator Holland will hold discussions with relevant agencies regarding U.S. cooperation in Nepal's health and infrastructure sectors, as highlighted by the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu. CPN Maui Center spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota has said talks should be held with China through a diplomatic channel on the new map issued by China. In a press conference organized at the party's central office yesterday, leader Sapkota said the issue would be discussed during party chair and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda's upcoming visit to China. Leader Sapkota's remark came after the Ministry of Natural Resources of China issued China's 2023 standard map on Monday, ignoring the territories incorporated by Nepal's revised map. Nepal had endorsed the revised map by the federal parliament, which included Lipulekh, Kalapani and Limpiathura. However, the latest map of China did not recognize the new map of Nepal with a pointed area on the northwest side. Instead, it has included the old map of Nepal. Human mobility through the Tatapani border checkpoint in Sindhupalchuk district bordering China has resumed after a hiatus of 8 years. The locals of Sindhupalchuk obtaining a permit from the Tatapani-based immigration office set out towards China, crossing the Miteri Pool at Liping yesterday after security clearance from the Chinese security personnel. The locals team led by parliamentarian Madhab Sapkota received a warm reception from the Chinese people in their side of the border. Chief District Officer of Sindhupalchuk, Ramesh Nupane, said the transit point had been opened for mobility of the humans and the locals after raising the issue repeatedly in the parliament and subsequent discussions from the Nepali side with the Chinese side. The checkpoint had remained closed for human mobility since Gorkha earthquake in 2015. However, it had the vehicular movement had resumed since 1st of the May this year. Over 600,000 foreign tourists visited Nepal in the first 8 months of the year 2023. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, 601,360 tourists from various countries ranging from India to the United States arrived in Nepal from January to August this year. Nepal welcomed more than 67,000 visitors in August alone, and this figure in the corresponding month last year was just 41,000. Nepal Tourism Board Director Maniraj Lamichhane said the graph of the tourist inflow was on the rise in the recent months. He expected arrival of at least 1 million foreign tourists this year. Ambassador of the United Kingdom to Nepal, Rob Fenn, paid a courtesy call on Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narendkaji Srestha yesterday. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Singhadarbar, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha congratulated Ambassador Fenn for the completion of 100 years of Nepal-UK Treaty of Friendship and wished him a successful term. Deputy Prime Minister sought support of friendly countries to help Nepal upgrade from the least developed country status in the year 2026. Similarly, British Ambassador Fenn said Nepal's constitution had been praised by the world. Ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Nepal, Tae Yong Park, has said the government of South Korea is ready for the development of tourism sector in Nepal. During a day-long training related to food safety and rescue of Korean tourists organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Ambassador Park shared that they were ready to provide needed services. The South Korean ambassador expressed his belief that the number of Korean tourists visiting Nepal would increase as there were many beautiful trekking areas in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now, an international update. Ukraine's forces have made notable progress in their push against heavily fortified Russian positions in the south, according to the US government. White House security spokesperson John Kirby said those gains were made in the past 72 hours south of Zaporizhia. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba told CNN that Kiev's forces were advancing, but it was a tough fight. Now a sports update. Paras Kharka, the former captain of Nepali men's national cricket team, has been elected as the president of the Bagmati Province Cricket Association. Kharka, revered for his contributions to Nepali cricket, expressed his commitment to implementing the changes he has advocated for in the sport. Kharka's panel swept the elections held on Friday as part of the second General Assembly of the Bagmati Province Cricket Association. Kharka secured the presidency by defeating his closest competitor, Umesh Pia from Chitwan, with a margin of 9 votes. Kharka had garnered 23 votes, while Pia could only manage 14 votes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Isolated brief rain is possible at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to raise issues of climate change in the United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister Dahal and visiting U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen discuss bilateral relations. Human mobility through Tatopani checkpoint bordering China resumes after 8 years. Over 600,000 foreign tourists visit Nepal in the first 8 months of 2023, and U.S. government says it sees notable progress by Ukrainian army in the south. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.